FNC's Piero, Biden unquestionably committed to putting America last. By Jeff Poor on February 21, 2021. Saturday on Fox News Channel's Justice, host Jeanine Pirro decried President Joe Biden's first month in office as president. She criticized the Democrat president for his effort to make America last, which includes rolling back several Trump-era policies. Transcript as follows. Pirro, it has been 1 month since Joe Biden has assumed the role of commander-in-chief. In that 1 month, we've gone from President Trump's policy of America first to Biden's new policy, America last. The end of an empire occurs when the leader of a country decides to make his country last, when he believes his country is not so great, and when his actions and policies make clear he intends to make his country last. After a magnificent run of over 200 years with America, the world's number one superpower, we are left with a leader who believes in globalism, open borders, world equity and vaccines even before all Americans are vaccinated, and funding for the very lab from which experts believe the Wuhan virus emanated. We are watching in real time the takedown of America, attributable to Joe Biden's America Last policy. And unlike the destruction of other countries and empires, this is self-imposed, self-inflicted from within, just as Abraham Lincoln said would be the only way America could fail. Consider the following. Since Joe Biden has taken the helm, he has ordered a halt to schedule court-ordered deportations of any illegals who have been convicted of crimes. Biden has literally reopened the southern border, not stopping the Russian caravans, a direct result of Biden's invitations made during his campaign. Just ask any migrant. An average of 3,000 immigrants from Central America cross our border every day. The Obama administration considered 1,000 a day a crisis. As a result, Border Patrol is forced to implement catch and release. Release as in, let them in and then release them into the United States. Biden has nullified President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, where illegals are held in Mexico while awaiting entry into this country. Biden has halted construction of the border wall, so in addition to national security concerns, border security, humanitarian concerns, ICE enforcement concerns, there is now a huge public health concern. As Americans are told to stay home, most not allowed to go to work. Most not allowed in restaurants, teachers not teaching in public schools. Illegals are led into this country during a raging pandemic. So with vaccinations as the new hurdle for Americans to be safe, illegals are being released into our towns, cities and villages, making clear that Biden not only prioritizes illegals over American citizens but a daily caravan of 3,000 untested, unvaccinated illegals to compete in a job market, including restaurants. Already small American border towns are begging Biden to stop allowing the immigrants to rush their cities. But hey, the drug cartels are happy. Consider this, the cancellation of the Keystone XL pipeline in addition to 11,000 who lost their jobs on day one of the Biden administration. Biden has single-handedly caused America to be less energy independent, forcing us to go off our natural energy, with the results of gas prices going up already at least 40 cents a gallon so far. In Biden's America Last, eliminating the pipeline incentivizes Canada to work with China to sell crude oil and takes away American jobs when we were virtually energy independent under President Trump. Biden's cockamamie effort to remove us from oil and gas with illusions of a happy America under the Green New Deal brings me to Texas with millions of Texans without water and heat. We see the vulnerability of windmills, especially when they're frozen. Those windmills were a supplement to the energy grid. Maybe the energy wizards like Huck would like to come to Texas to give a briefing on the feasibility of green energy in Texas. But the problem in Texas is not all about the windmills, it's about their energy grid, all our grids. For years, I've been talking about the fact that our grids are not sufficiently hardened. Consider this, Biden supports the powerful teachers' unions who are refusing to go back to school. Parents are left with the job of teaching their children at home, which prevents them from going back to work, and to add insult to injury, they are forced to pay school taxes for the teachers. In Biden's America, public school children are not only lagging behind those in private and Catholic schools but globally, they will never catch up to their competitors. And all the while, American children suffering from mental health, drug abuse, depression and suicide. Consider this, Joe Biden says we won't be in the clear on COVID until Christmas and he wants us to double mask. I don't know about you, but I can't breathe with one mask. Could Joe be wrong about Christmas? Esteemed Johns Hopkins professor and surgeon Dr. Marty Makary says the coronavirus could be mostly gone by April because of the numbers of people already infected. The number of vaccinations, there couldn't be herd immunity ending the virus's spread. But in Biden's America, with unending immigration and open border policies, there's a new variable that puts all Americans at risk. Illegals being released without testing or vaccinations. Even worse, there isn't even a plan to vaccinate Border Patrol agents or ICE agents. And consider this, Obama danced with the devil in Iran when he sent $400 million on pallets and unmarked planes to his pen pal, the Ayatollah, and had a hand on freezing $150 billion meant for the people of Iran in 2015, which supposedly went to funding Iran's terrorist activities. Iranians attacked American forces in Erbil 5 days ago. 5 days ago, Dash and Biden thinks these people are reliable, and he wants to return to diplomacy with Iran. By capitulating and re-entering the Iran deal, Biden will deal from a position of weakness. By giving up the sanctions, we totally lose our leverage, especially since the Iranian economy is now in shreds. This clearly jeopardizes the work that President Trump did on Middle East peace agreements with Israel. The days of appeasement, folks, are back. And consider equality, to all the young girls out there who got up before sunrise to practice their sport and all the parents who drove them to practice, supported and encouraged them. Joe Biden, in one fell swoop, has managed to take away every girl's dream of excelling in her chosen sport by allowing boys who identify as girls who are biologically stronger than girls to compete in girls' sports. Biden has single-handedly destroyed the sports dreams of a whole generation of young girls. And all his puffery about women and glass ceilings is countermanded by his executive order that erases young girls' sports by putting your daughters in the basement. Forget glass ceilings. Hey, Joe, your identity politics are ridiculous. What's fair about admitting biologically male athletes to girls' teams? So in 30 days, the radical left agenda of Joe Biden's America Last has taken hold. It's not clear whether Joe understands what he has done. But Americans do, whether it is job security, reliable energy, open classrooms, dealing with a terrorist country committed to destroying us, opening our border as he locks down the Capitol, spending $4 billion for international vaccine equality around the globe. There can be no question, this man is unquestionably committed to one thing, putting America last. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.